Sagt der Eilige Mishnevayda, Mesechtes, Chulin, Perigimel, Mishnehei. The list continues with problems with animals, but it doesn't necessarily make it treifa. Achuzas hadam, literally seized by blood. Its blood starts rushing, it becomes sick because of this. Vamushanis, or an animal that breathed in smoke, smoke inhalation. Vamitsunanis, where the animal got cold and became sick. Vishaachla hardufni. It ate a kind of herb called hardufni, if you want to know the dictionary translation, I don't think it's going to help you. Oleander, so if you ever see oleander, please don't eat it. Although all the things mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah are only dangerous for animals, not for people, it's probably still better not to eat it. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, usha achla tzayas tarnagoylem, which is also a sakana for a behema. Tzayas tarnagoylem is what comes out of a tarnagol, what you worry about when you do kaparis. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, usha shasasa, or drank mayim harayim. That means water that a snake drank from. The Rambam holds mayim harayim means foul water that even an animal can't drink. But pashtusa means water that a snake drank from. In all these cases, kishera, although the life of the animal is threatened, it doesn't fall under the category of treifa. Treifa means that we can visibly see something wrong with one of the internal organs and know that it can't live for 12 months. However, achlas samamav, as if the animal ate poison that is dangerous to people. Oisha kisha nachash, or is bitten by a poisonous snake. So materis mishum treifa, again, as far as the halachis of treifa would be concerned, it's kosher. But vasura mishum sakonas nefasha, still you can't eat it. Because it says, you have to be very careful, and this chas v'shalom could bring a person into a sakan if he eats it. Wait a second, what about where the animal drank the water, that a snake could have injected its venom into it? So there we don't say it's dangerous for a person? So the Mefarshim explain as follows. When an animal eats poison, even after the animal digests it, it's still dangerous for a person. When the animal drank this water that was left open, it could be a snake drank from it. But what happens is, once the animal digests this water, it breaks down in such a way that it's no longer dangerous for a person. So, quickly chazring over our Mishnah. Achuzas dam, the animal's blood pressure shot up, or it inhaled smoke, or it became cold, and as a result it became sick, or if it ate a certain herb called redufni, doesn't hurt a person, but it's dangerous for an animal, or if it ate the tzoya of tarnagoylem, or drank mayim agulim, mayim that was left open, and it could be that nechashim, could be snakes, drank from it. In all these cases, the animal is kosher, even though the animal is in danger, but it's not treifa. Treifa means we can definitively point to something in its evarim and say, oh, there's a hole, something is missing. But if the animal ate a sam hamaves, which is dangerous for a person also, or if a snake actually bit it, even though it's mutter as treifa, but it would be asur for a person because it's sakanas nefashas. We're not allowed to do anything that puts us into a sakana. Oyor, says the Mishnah, Sheshasasa, it drank mayim harayim, literally bad water. Now, the Rambam says it means like a bad water, water that is foul, that animals can't drink. But the Pashup Shad, it means water that was left open, and it's a place where the snakes are common, and it could be that a snake drank from it.